Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have Alana. I'll let her pronounce her last name for you, but it's spelled G-A-G-A-N-I. She comes from Greater London, England, over in the United Kingdom. Why don't we give her a call to see what she's all about and what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Alana. It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Alana, yeah.
And how do you say your last name?
Gagani.
Gagani. So originally, you're from Albania, right?
I was born in Albania and I grew up in Italy.
Okay, so how do you end up in London?
Because a lot of opportunity, you know, for theater and acting, just much better. And also had some friends in the beginning, that's why.
And so what do you do to support yourself? So are you a hairstylist?
I'm a hairstylist as well. So that's my daily job and my safe job.
That means you're very creative if you have to style hair. That's an art form.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
So what is your dream? Do you want to just be in the business? Do you want to be famous? What's your draw to the entertainment business?
I want to be proper working, not just a passion or sometimes having the opportunity to work. Daily job, not doing any more hairstyling and just acting. And also I write. I'm a writer.
Right. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit because I noticed you have a book. So we'll talk about that in a minute. So you don't have any agent or any representation right now?
No.
Okay, so how are you getting your acting jobs? Are you getting them just through online, like backstage?
Yeah, online mainly, and also through features in my theater or another actors.
So has anybody told you you look like Angelina Jolie?
Oh, yes, that's very kind of you.
Well, I'm just saying for anybody who's listening, if they want to know what you look like, that's kind of your type.
Thank you so much, because I love her.
So usually when in America, we weigh ourselves in pounds and we measure ourselves in inches. Is it different where you come from? Because I'm looking at your page on backstage and it says you're 3 feet tall and you weigh 160 pounds. So that can't be right.
Yeah. No. So in Italy, we have different kinds of things. It's a big mistake.
Because you're probably at least 5'5", right?
A centimeter is 160, 1 meter and 60 centimeters.
Okay, so that explains it. So you probably need to go back to backstage and just convert that into inches and convert that into pounds. What is your plan this next year to get more work? Are you trying to get an agent this year? What's your plan for this year?
Yes, I definitely maybe an agent. I'm doing some short movies. I done once. And another one is coming.
Yeah, is that the one that's called Before My Heart Stops?
Yeah, that's the one. And it's going to come out, I think, before Christmas. And another one.
What do you play in that other one? Because I noticed you had a gun. Are you a police officer or an agent or something?
I'm a detective.
I looked at some of the behind-the-scenes footage on that. And they're using a very, very nice camera called the Red camera. All right, so the name of your book in English would be The Thousand Faces of Guadalupe. How do you say that in Italian?
I mille volte di Guadalupe.
So what is it about? Is it about the Virgin Mary?
Oh, no. It's not correlated with that. Guadalupe, she's a woman. I mean, a normal woman. You talk with the moon every night. It's a bit mystery and creative and fantasy. So it's a love story and she understands more herself through the moon.
Is this something that you thought of in your head or is this based on something truthful?
No, a lot is not true and something is true because something is from my life when I moved in London or changed myself a little bit.
Oh, that's kind of cool because I saw you doing an interview for the book and then I also saw that it was on Amazon for sale as well. Congratulations with that. Once you get into the business, maybe they'll make that into a movie later on.
Wow. Yeah, why not? One day.
So did you go to university at all?
I study drama theater in Italy. So it's not university, but it was kind of school, workshop and school.
Have you done any theater or anything like that?
Yeah, I done in Italy for 2 years there. And then I came in London with opportunity to perform, yes, because my English wasn't that at that point. And still, I'm doing some accent to improve.
Right. How many languages do you speak? Is it just English and Italian or is there another language you speak?
And Albanian.
Albanian. How does that sound? Speak some Albanian for us.
Kemi, sabon e mirë. I'm in Lona, you're in London, she came in.
So that's Albanian. So what about Italian? Do some Italian.
Italian. Ciao, io sono Lona, vivo a Londra. Tu come ti chiami? Londra è una città molto fredda, ma comunque una bella città.
That's pretty good. So when you dream at night, when you go to sleep, what language do you dream in?
Depends. I start dreaming also in English.
So that means you're on your way to speaking better English.
It's a very good sign because it means you get it into the language. I'm quite happy when I dream in English.
So are you going to stay there and pursue your career there in England, or do you plan on coming to Los Angeles?
Well, definitely I'm going to stay here, and also I really, really like to come in America. I've just been in New York. I fell in love. And America is bigger opportunity, even more than here.
And Americans need their haircut, too. You could always make a living here cutting hair.
Exactly. But my dream is more involved into the movies and theater. If for a month or 2 months I don't have a job, I can also cut hair, which is not that bad, except the green part.
That's right. Little legal issues there, but you can get a visa to come over and stay, and then maybe you'll get lucky, get on a TV show or something, and then you'll be able to stay.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the best way.
Or you'll have dual citizenship, and you can go back and forth.
Oh, yeah. If you want, you can find a way at the end.
But what made you want to even get into the acting business in the first place? Why did you want to do it?
Oh, well, when I was little, like a child, 5 years, 6 years, I used to perform at home, like singing, dancing, and like doing some shows, some, like all created by me, or my parents and my friends. So I was very, very interactive, very not shy at all, like a child.
So when did you first start trying? How old were you when you first like, okay, I can do it?
When I get into the theater 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I thought, yeah, I can do it.
Right. So that's when you were in Italy, you did theater, and then you felt it and you did it. You go, wow, I really like this.
Yeah. Yeah. My first time when I start theater, I start with a Commedia dell'arte, which is with masks like Romeo and Juliet, and it's very big drama and things like that. So I really realized it was my world. And from there, I never, never stopped. And I'm not going to stop because it's been at home. When I go to the stage and I go into the theater inside, I feel like, oh, that's my home. I belong to this world. That's the feeling.
Wow. That's awesome. So you're a hair designer and you also teach hairstyling. You're an actress, you're a writer, and you're a painter. What do you paint?
Well, painter is more for myself. It's okay. It's part of the creation.
Right.
I do have more to get more creativity. And I want to write more, become more creative. I paint mostly nature, landscapes, the sea, because I love the sea.
That's cool. Very creative. So your plan for the next year, hopefully by 2020, you're going to go after, you're going to get an agent. You'll still be getting jobs off backstage. And hopefully you'll start acting, and you're going to start making a living just being an actress. That's your dream, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So somebody just like you trying to discover themselves and be creative, do you have any advice for somebody who wants to be an artist?
Follow your dream. If you really want, you're going to get it. And no matter what, you will. You find the way. Otherwise, you find the excuse.
That's true. So if somebody wanted to find out more information about you, where would they go on the internet to find out more?
Oh, you can find out through my book, which is the easy way. Or if you tape my name, my surname, it comes out. The interview in YouTube. And after, we're going to come out with the movie, the short movie. So it's going to be easier.
Right. So on Instagram, it would be Elon, ElonArtist on Instagram.
Elon Artist, yes. And on Facebook is my name and my surname, Elon Agagani.
That's awesome. I love doing these quick, short interviews to find out more information, to find out what's going on, not only here in the United States, but all over the world. I appreciate that you took time out to share your story with me, because somebody could be listening to you and say, wow, I can do it too. Or maybe someone wants to find out more information about you. So thank you so much for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. And you have a very, very beautiful weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So just another inspirational story just to keep you going, because you may be thinking about quitting right now, but you just listen to this podcast or one of my other podcasts and you're like, yeah, I'm pumped. I'm ready to keep and stay in this business. So thank you, Alana, for enlightening our audience from all the way across the pond. Love the accent. We wish her well. So now let's listen to a couple of quick interviews of some people that confirmed for my show. I called them at the agreed time, and this is what happened. Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have another up-and-coming young actress. Looks like she's done a commercial, a little bit of modeling, but why don't we just get her on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and it might have went right to voicemail, so I'm going to call you right back, and we'll go from there.
One more time.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Wow. Maybe there's a scheduling issue, but well, maybe it sounded like a good idea at the time. All right, we're going to give her one more try. Pick up this time.
You have reached the voice.
It's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast here for your podcast interview. We're going to move on to the next interview. We're going to bump that one up. We only have a few time slots left for the rest of the season. If you'd like to get on, I'll give you till 6:10 to contact me and I'll call you right back and we'll get this interview on the road. All right. Thank you. Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Today we have another up and coming actress. She's an amazing person. We're just going to get right to it and we're going to see what she is all about. Let's just give her a call and let's see what she has to offer you.
Sorry, I couldn't get to the phone. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I hope you're having a beautiful day.
So watch, she's going to pick up this time.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Hey, so how do you say your first and last name?
Wait, what is this from again? I'm sorry.
Funny. So we have a podcast called Actors 2020 Podcast.
Oh my God. Yes.
We tried to book you last week and we got rescheduled. And you want to schedule for another time? Or,
yes.
It's not a big deal.
I was going to say, actually, let me schedule again. I'm so sorry because I'm actually about to go in somewhere.
No worries. Go do your thing and I'll send you a link and just schedule when you have time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, not a problem at all. It's just a podcast. We'll get you on. Have a good day.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Unbelievable. But it is believable because out of 500 submissions, we interviewed over 60 people, and having three of them that got their schedules confused, or maybe they had stage fright, maybe sounded like a good idea at the time, I'm not here to judge. So if we can't get either one of those amazing people back on the show, well, someone else is going to have the opportunity. And next up is a set of twins that are around 3 years old, and this lady also has another set of twins that are 8 months old. So our next episode is going to be about the twins. I didn't speak to them at all because the other ones were too young and the other ones are still pretty young at three. So we spoke to the mom and she has a lot of great advice for if you want to get your child in the business and you have twins. So that interview is coming next. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be informative. We have a little update on Sophia. That Sophia with the T, she had her very first audition actually today. And for your first audition, you think, well, you're not even 4 years old, you're going to be doing some modeling, you're going to maybe be doing a one-line commercial. Well, this was an actual student film with dialogue for her first audition. We did the best we could. We took her down there. She went in and she went in there with her mother, and her mother said that she froze up a little bit and she was a little bit shy. We're going to have to see if this is something that she wants to continue to do. The mom says that I should have went in there with her, and maybe next time that's exactly what I'm going to do. I know how to loosen her up and make her feel good, so we'll see what happens. But she did make them laugh on one particular thing that we rehearsed, and maybe that's what it's going to take to get the part. But if not, her mom got experience driving to the audition, parking, paying for the parking, walking in there, having that headshot, signing in, sitting there, getting her child prepared, and then going in and doing it. Now she knows exactly what to do and what to expect, and we're gonna hope that Miss Sophia gets this part, or if not, the next one. She might even get a call back, and this time we're going to work really hard. I'm going to make sure she's prepared, and I'm going to go in there with her, and she's going to knock it out of the park.
Hollywood is calling you, so I'm off to my Corbin. I'm in my head. It's another audition or two. I'm singing, I'm dancing, I know I'll land this part. I've studied Shakespeare, Chekhov with all my heart. Dramatic, comedic, I want to be a star. I'm almost famous.
That was the amazing Marnene Fields, and if you listen to the words to that song, that's what season 3 is going to be all about. She's going to be my debut guest on season 3 starting January 3rd. 2020. Can't wait for that. Thank you, Marnene, for that bit of inspiration for all of our listeners. So if you're a superstar like Marnene, we'd love to have you on season 3. Just apply at actors2020podcast@gmail.com. You must be in SAG and AFTRA and actually out there making a living being an actor. Those are the type of people who are going to be on season 3 so they can share their experiences so the people that are listening can learn from them and go off and mimic them, mock them, do what they do because what they're doing is working. Hey, I also want to give a shout out to all my amazing podcast editors that are out there helping me. You guys are amazing assistant producers. You guys are amazing editors. Karishma Singh, who actually edited this episode, thank you so much. Hey, Sean Dell and Aaron Wheeler, especially Cisco Panero, who's been with me from the very beginning and has edited the most episodes so far. I love you guys so much. I couldn't do this podcast without you. And remember, wherever you're listening, please be sure to like, share, and bid. Download, leave a comment, and a review for Actors 2020 Podcast. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Cause everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what, I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty. Cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. keep for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.